Hello, 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 and welcome along to the Laundry Room Podcast. We're back again for another episode of absolute random talk, banter, and crack. I hope you're doing well this week, because if you're not, well, it's nothing to do with me. This week, I am joined by popular demand, everyone's absolute favourite. I have been inundated to get her back on, to get the chat going, and if you've not already deciphered who it is by the promo image, it is, of course, my good old mom. Hello, mother.
Hello, bitches.
Hello. How you doing? You alright? How you doing? Of course I know how you're doing. Tell everyone how you're doing.
I'm all good, lad. I'm all good.
Happy days. You were approached at Pride, weren't you?
Oh, yes, yes. I met a girl and...
Lesbian?
I don't know if she is or not.
What did I just say?
And a fella. Well, I take it she was with him, but her friend, partner, whatever.
Who cares? But did they come
and
up
she was like, are you Roxy's mum? And I went, oh my God, here's me, yes.
I've been clocked at the parade.
Yes.
All waving. Uh-huh. Waving like, at my niece on the fucking, your granddaughter on the float. I'm like, look at her up with all the girls in her wig and all.
Screaming.
She
like
loved
a hot dab.
But there was, we had to get up. We were literally trying to get into where the parade starts is...
Don't even.
Because you just came here first to help me... Well, not help me get ready, just stress me out.
Listen to you scream.
Yeah. I was like, for fuck's sake, I'm fucking... I'm lying. And then 2 minutes later, I might say the door going, everything's fine. Let's go. But we only got as far as Corporation Street. And I was like, fuck me, I need to get to at least the Big Fish. So there's me running a flip-flop, and a heel in hand. Everything was fucking everywhere. I flipped out of the flip-flop like a fucking dick in front of this...
No, I do that.
Oh, you... Here, literally, there is no one on this earth that can fall off a flip-flop.
That's me.
Than my mum.
I will put my hand up to that. Oh, sorry. I will put my hand up to that.
Yeah,
yes.
Literally, the amount of times, and all you hear is like, what was that noise?
Ah!
I fell off a flip-flop. It's like, but you were standing still. You never even moved. I'm like, I know. You know, like a mouse trap. Like,
That's me.
That's it. Been many times on a holiday to my aunties. Like, what was that? Uh-huh. And that's a mouse trap or either my man's flip-flop. Either or. But yeah, but I'm running and the sandal going underneath me and everything. I was like, in front of people all looking at you. I'm like, go on, love. I'm like,
you bastard. I would have loved to see that.
It was literally like, all running with the fucking, the drapery of the dress all fucking underneath me, tripped me and all like, oh my God. It was like, look at the fucking, and I was like, my hair, over my mouth. And I was like, it's just, every Pride Day starts like a fucking Hallion battalion trying to get round. You need an extra 3 hours built into what you're doing.
As long as none of the sequins on your dress fell off.
The rhinestones.
The rhinestones. I don't care about anything else.
I know you did. We did the rhinestones. Well, you did them as I sat in the fucking costume.
In the costume, yes.
Run up to Pride. Literally like, fuck, I need to rhinestone this bodysuit. Mum, to the rescue. So I sat and you had to get, like, feed me juice and all. I couldn't move my arms as they were getting glued on my body. I was like, right, smashing.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
And then do the dress. It was like, oh.
And then the dress. And then you're being sent home from this recording with more things to rhinestone by yourself.
Exactly.
Welcome to China.
China.
Get working, bitch.
Yep.
I want new things. If you see me out in rhinestone stuff soon, it'll be my ma. So it will.
I will have rhinestoned it all for you.
Absolutely. So since the last podcast, what have you been doing? What have you been doing? Not that I don't know. I'm like, so tell me, mother, what have you been doing since the last podcast? I've not spoke to you since.
Running the streets, looking for people.
Looking for men, different men.
Oh, Jesus, no.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Oh, I'm only joking. No, absolutely no men at all. Fuck that.
But then, as I always say, what's for you will not go by you.
Well, that's true.
I believe in that.
Do you?
Definitely.
Well, yes, I've always been like, anything my mum says, I have the time, I'm like, no. But then when it all works out, I'm like, you know what, you were right. I'm a dick.
What is for you will not go by you.
Exactly.
Yep.
Can we fucking, hello. Who's
there's
that?
There's a man just,
it's like, look, whatever, what's for you has just went by. I'm like, hello. It's actually O2. I'm like,
a dick pic. O2, selling dick pics.
Like an old micro penis. I'm like, do you like this? I'm like, no.
Tell me
this, actually. See, over the years of me doing drag, well, obviously, I've checked in at places and all the rock. You checked in and I checked in. Do you ever get weirdo messages from some, like, freaks that message? Sometimes I would get messages like, hello, Roxy, you're sexy. Does any man ever message you, like, are you Roxy's man?
Oh, no.
Really? Nobody's fucking tortured?
No.
Oh, it's all right, thank God. Because usually I would get messages in inboxes going, what do you think of that? And it's literally, like...
Serious?
Like a crumb. It's not even a dick. It's more of, like, a crumb. And I'm like... Yeah.
A crumb. I can't believe that. Now, no. Not, you know, like, there is weirds, right? There is weirds everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
But I've never had, like...
Hello, madam, you are very sexy. Can I see Bob and Vigine?
Yes.
I'm like, what?
Never had that.
I love them.
But I've never had anybody going, you know, like, oh, you Roxy's mom, blah, 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 selling anything. No.
Or, like, find you through my profile. Well, if you, anybody's listening now, make sure you go on, find her, and send her messages going, let me see your boobs.
You would actually have a red face after I spoke to you.
Like, I've got you. You're going to get shamed on Facebook. Pictures and everything put out. Oh, and everything. Get away, bastards. But no, you do get really, like, any drag queen, I'm sure drag queens listening, you go, yep, you get messages, like, inundated, and you're... It used to be, you used to get loads. I think I'm now like, get back away from me, for fucking weirdo. I'm not for this. Where, no, don't message me. You're not going to get I don't even give much of a conversation in text anyway. I'm like, hello, can I help you with anything?
I think I'm just too old for that now.
Okay, I have no fucking, go away.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Years ago, yes, you'd have got people sending you, and you'd have went, because I used to, I used to forward them on to my friend.
Oh, of course, like, look at this. It came through to me, you're like, yeah. What is that?
Because, like, as I've probably said before, I'm called Juwan, she's called Juwan. So there's Juwan 1, that's me, and she's Juwan 2. She sometimes calls me Juwana Wink.
Yes, sir, that's right. Yeah. This is Juwana Wink, and do you want to go fuck yourself?
Yep.
Yeah. And the fucking carry on between them, it is literally like two wee teenage girls going, hey, look at this cunt. This man's torturing me. Anyway, sure, we did go off on another bloody tangent there. We were talking about pride, so I was flip-flopping through the town like a fucking tit. And finally made it to the float, and it was starting to piss with rain. I was like, get me on now. And a ladder came over the side, and I was hoisted on, like a pensioner getting hoisted onto a cruise ship. And then I was just standing there, and then, of course, looked to my right, and who was there? It was you, and Evan, my sister, and Lily, my wee niece.
Yes.
She was in her wig and her makeup and all. She looked like a fabulous wee queen.
Yeah, because we were like, we're not going to get this car parked. And we say, and Lily goes,
as we said, trying to get parked.
Well, I'm dressed up for nothing. So we then pulled in, you know where the Royal Mail is?
Yes.
Tomb Street there, is it? Yep.
Aye.
We just, all double yellow lines, parked on it. We didn't care if we got a fine or not. Grabbed her out.
Who gives a fuck? We're away.
Run through that town, and I mean run. Got the back of Cottesmouth Square. We thought you would have still been there, but no, everything had moved on.
Because there were so many things.
Yeah, like back to floats that, and like, stuff. So yeah.
That we didn't, Union Street, like, yes, we did the big fish. And I was like, oh, I'll still be there. I then flip-flopped to the big fish in Corporation Street. Nobody about. That's fucking Cool FM. Where's the crap? It's a way on. So I'm flip-flopping again through past fucking McHugh's right round. I was like, I'll go to the fucking Malmaison. It has to be around somewhere. And if not, I'll wait there. And if I don't get in my head, like, you know, like all the eventualities, like, and if I miss the parade, I don't give a fuck. I'll just go into Malmaison and drink like an old sad spinster. Like, hello, baby.
Or like a sad old lady.
No, I made it. I got there in the end. And then yous literally, so yous were legged. Yous fucking leg in the same direction. Like,
we legged it. And Lily run in her wig.
The wig.
And I mean, it was your wig.
Oh, aye.
She run in that wig along with us. And we were like, I mean, run, screaming. Running through, I had to run through Custom House Square. It was bunged. And everybody was going like, oh my God, she's beautiful, she's beautiful.
Look at that wee girl.
Keep running. And we eventually got her, and we just seen him, we shouted, Roxy! Like, screaming.
Hello. I don't know. Yes, I was still fucking dishevelled, going, what's happening? Somebody pinned my fucking shoulder brooch on. It flew off as I was fucking carrying my handbag on my shoulder and trailed and everything. Oh my God. But I need to be staying in a hotel close to, I need to stay in Malmaison next year.
You definitely do.
Maybe I will. Honestly,
it's
room.
Just,
be,
it's
that would
mad.
Make life a lot easier. Just get up, be like, right,
and walk out.
Walk out the door, and you'd have the whole room right through.
That would be fabulous, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd stay. You stay with me.
I know.
I'd be like, I want a room looking out the front, so we'll go and shout out the window, go, hello, darlings.
I know.
And throw things out, like, everybody gets free condoms being fucked out of a window.
Here you go. The window can open, I can shout, slats!
These are all the slats! Bastards. Fellas walking around with arses out, and chaps.
Slats!
I know. You seen the arseless chaps at Pride? I find, see, Pride Parade, I'm like, all for everybody, but walk away, do whatever. But there's kids and families running about. Don't get your arse out.
Yeah.
Like,
because Lily asked me, what's that man dressed as? What's that man dressed as?
What was he
as?
Wearing?
It was tussled up like a chicken, put it that way.
What?
He had a jock strap on, and he had all this leather belts or something. I don't know what that
harness.
Is. Harness, yes. Harness belts and things.
Belt. He was wearing a belt.
Belt, a leather belt.
He was wearing
belt,
a gastric
wearing
band. Mom's got the wrong way, gastric band.
And Lily says, me, Nanny, what's he dressed as?
You're like,
Here's me. Oh, that's just a wee thing.
He's dressed up as a leather factory.
Me and Evan just looked at each other and went, fuck.
Right. But yeah. No, I mean, it's a family friendly event. Yes, great. Yeah. But keep your hours away. And then get it out at the evening time when it can be appreciated by the drunk people.
Yes. Not during the day.
No arses during. No arses for the
day. No arses during the day. No
arses for night. Not no the, arses. Not for just the day.
No.
But no, it was a great year this year. But literally, that outfit that I ordered an outfit from China.
Stop.
And of course, I was all, in order to get the fucker here, I had to tell lies. I guess this dress will be seen on TV and newspapers across the country. Fucking tell them anything, hoping that it'll get posted, because I shit my fucking knickers.
When did it come? When did it arrive?
Monday. Of the last week of August.
There you go.
So you're looking at literally a month behind. So I'm going to email them and give it fucking ditty. As long as they don't listen to this podcast, they'll know why. I'm like, I haven't got it. What are you talking about?
Your podcast being broadcasted in the Chinese studio where they're all sewing.
They're all sewing and literally doing the rhinestone. I'm like, we love this. I'm like, oh, that's where that dress is. Then Zhangzhou in China. That's where it came from. Zhangzhou. Or whatever it's called. Zhangzhou. So I'm like, that's where it came from. If I go on to my that you can see the statistics of who listens to the podcast and where. Like, there's listeners in America, remember people on their holidays, there's people in Australia, you can see it everywhere.
Now,
so if you're listening to wherever you're listening in the world, thanks.
We were talking about this, it was last week, about cruises and stuff. Like, and you says,
like
I want to do
gay men cruising?
No, like, cruises. No, not that.
You're in public toilets. Me and my mom were chatting about cruising around public toilets. Have you ever been to Shaftesbury Square when it used to go? Did you ever went down public toilets to Shaftesbury Square?
What?
Do you ever remember?
Was there...
I went down.
And let my brain, hold on. There was toilets in Shaftesbury Square.
Yes. No. You used to come up out of the ground at night.
What do you mean?
It was like an old, it was like a cubicle. You didn't see it during the day. And then at night, it came up out of the ground.
Stop
and
it.
And you push it, and then it used to go down.
Are you serious?
Whether it's still there, I don't know. But if somebody's going to tell me about the
Lord.
Fucking, the appearing pisher.
I know.
The appearing pisher.
I've never seen or heard of that.
What's there?
I bet you was pissed out too.
It's one of these where it cleans itself, so every time it goes down, it gets blasted. With
does that?
Like, there's jets inside, blast the whole thing clean. There's one in the middle of the town, me and Rusty were in, he flew in, it was like, reveal yourself, sir. And he came out, he came out of it, and you could hear all the jets all washing inside. So
serious?
It was literally, like, bleached out, fuck. So you could, junkies couldn't sit in it and junk, like, shoot up, because you get spread.
They were getting spread.
I got fucking washed.
Do you see the city hall, right?
Yeah.
Before the changed all with the way the city hall was, right, and all that there, in the middle, remember you used to come down, right, in the middle on the road, you went downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
It was like this, it looked like a, I don't even know what the hell it looked like. You went downstairs, the women's, or it was the men's, and the left, the women's were into the right. There was toilets downstairs, and I'm going back years ago when I was a kid, like, and there used to be toilet attendants in them.
Like, hello.
Because people have been poking holes, they think.
Well, this is what I say. Like, I mean, like, especially all them years ago, the big gays when I got out. Hello, too.
I think there was a lot of people arrested in them, like.
I like, caught on.
Showing old cocks.
Doing a bit like, hello. I'm like, the fuck are you doing?
I'm like,
put that away. Stop that. I have a fucking meeting to go to and work. I have no time for this. Stop that. Fucking carry on. Put your cock away, like, pervert.
I'm only coming in here to run. Like, before I run home to get my train to get home from work.
Like, fuck. I always remember the first time going away to Spain holiday, me and Rusty, and I was always like, Jesus Christ, these men are all fucking, like, all at it, like, the dicks and all out, all flashing you at the bugs. But I was only, what do you call that, young and naive, and still, I was like, why is that man flashing me? I was like, I'm going to do a cubicle, fuck yes.
Right, I'm a straight woman. I don't fucking get dicks being flashed at me at any point in my life.
Well, no, you're in a women's
or anywhere.
You're in ladies' toilets.
Sorry, I'll take that back. See, years
what?
Ago.
Have you been flashed?
No, I'm talking have you been flashed? Nah, see if somebody had flashed me, that I got the head punched off him.
I would have just laughed, like, ha-ha.
Aye. It'd have been a boot. It'd have been a boot downstairs, and then the head punched off.
Like, they always, when you always think of flasher, think of, like, an old Inspector Gadget coat
being,
like,
yes,
whipped
yes.
open, and then run on.
Yeah.
Like, but not wearing none but a pair of trainers. And we're like, fuck.
Yes.
Like, or like a brogue, like a brogue shoe with no socks.
Yeah, like the time me and your mom was in Amsterdam and we thought there was a man with a trench coat following us.
We was off your tits again.
Yes.
What a just dick. Wait, he's on the...
No, I had the muffin.
Right.
And she had a smoke. Right. 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 And I had her handbag twisted up at her neck, and I mean twisting, you're choking her, and she goes, what are you doing? Here's me, there's a man following us, right? Here's me, he's got scissors in his pocket to cut your bag off, right?
Why did you think this is... He's going to snip your bag off and then run like fuck my trench coat.
I was fucked, right?
Yep.
And I mean, it's me. He's coming after us. She turned round. And I don't know what... I don't know. Every time I looked round, I seen him, right? But he probably just an ordinary man walking somewhere.
Some Dutch fella, like, hello.
Yes, hello. Right? She turned round and says to him, you touch me, I'll break your fucking arm off from your shoulder down.
He's like, I'm going to work.
He just looked at us and walked past us.
Fucking tourists. Yes. Like bastards, fuck's sake.
And we walked. No way you have the bridges. And yes. You walk up and then the next bridge. No, the canal, right?
Keeps each bridge goes down another right. Fucking you get lost. You're like, where the fuck
but
are we?
But we were going, bridge. Walked up. Over the bridge, walk down, bridge. We'd done that about 5 times, so the same bridge.
Going in circles?
Yes.
Literally over one, coming
and
over the other.
And we didn't know where
we were.
And Juan's partner at the time was watching us out of the bar. And he went, what the fuck are them two doing?
Just going round in circles.
And he had to call us and we went, we were nearly raped. We were.
And you were not at all? The mum was just walking about in his own.
Here's me, Jackie, I swear he was going to cut her back. Here she is. She had me choked. I was choked.
I thought you were going to remember Fleisch spam.
There's times we would be on the phone and I go, do you remember I nearly choked you? Here she says, I will never forget it till the Lord today the Lord takes me.
Choked nonstop because the man, yes. But the man was, and he wasn't even fucking doing a thing.
No. And then fucking. She says to me, listen, if he's following us, go into a sack shop. Here's me, he'll get us into the sack shop.
He'll get us in there. He'll come at us with, the sack with, like, with a rubber fist. Like, yes. What are you doing with that?
So it was
slapping
like,
slapping cunts.
No. Woman then and then freaked out in the sack. She goes to me, they're showing dirty fucking films on there. And I went, he'll see the dirty films and want us.
And want us.
He wasn't even near us. He wasn't even there.
The man had already walked on, reached his work and started shivering. No, he'll be in
listen,
here after us.
We just, oh my God, that was a nightmare that night. But it was great.
Fuck.
But it was a nightmare.
I love Amsterdam. It's one of my, as you know, fucking well, it's my favourite place. Yes. Around the times we've been even around.
Oh,
been.
My Lord.
It's just, I love, people just, nobody gives a fuck.
No.
Do you remember that last hotel we stayed in January? And I was like, out the back of us, there's a place called Boys Club.
Oh, do you remember?
And I thought, oh, God, it must be like a wee bar. No, it's where you go in and fucking choose your man and pay and away you go.
Yeah,
with him.
Where
and
you
like,
go.
It's basically her gentleman, her. We walked out. And I was like, oh my God.
So we were going out that night, down.
Like, look. And, like,
and I remember I had to use my crutches and everybody was looking at me.
You thought they were?
No, disabled.
No, you had vanity because you were like, I'm not going out in these crutches. People are like, I don't know what's going on. Looks like a cunt there with fucking, you know, those hats with the flaps down the ears and all that. He doesn't even know what fucking. Eating the chicken. You decided then for the rest of your. The martyr, of course, the martyr. I'm not taking them things and hobbled along like fucking, I don't know
what.
I was
in so much pain.
Everyone that we seen then had crutches. I looked, there was a girl.
Oh, yes.
There was a girl with one of those fucking parrot Joe, and you won't walk along with your fucking crutch and you're in pain.
No.
Oh, no, like, fuck, a city's huge. They're all for tits. Nobody knows what's fucking going around them.
They keep looking at me. They just keep looking at me, like, feeling sorry for me. No, like, look at her. Sorry.
Would you like a bit of cheese for your lips?
Yes.
Although we did, in and out of every cheese shop, like,
getting the cheese.
They always do like a wee sample, like on a cube, if you in each one. So we'd be walking along, and I'm like, well, we'll go in this one. We've been in this one. Let's go again.
Go again.
We've never tried this.
What do you call that place? Is it the Henry?
Henry Willig.
We were in every
but
one of those.
But you kept calling it Henry Winkler.
Henry Winkler, yes.
We'll go into Henry Winkler and get the cheese. Yes. I'm like, what? Okay.
Now,
which
one? There was one on Dam Square where you had to actually go down
into
the floor.
Oh,
I couldn't climb down that.
No, you were like, well, I can't get into there. I was like, nah, we're not going to that fucker.
Not
down
into
the basement of cheese. I'm like, I'm just making cheese. I'm like, work away, love. But yeah, and it's, me and Rusty done it as well. Like, oh, let's go into this. Like, we've never been here before. Oh, look, garlic.
Hello.
I've not tried this. 3 doors down, different one. Same brand. I've not tried this.
Not even that. We walked in. Oh, look at this. Isn't that good price? They were like, what, €20 for a slice of cheese?
Same price in every shop. Like,
we were like,
look.
And then getting the bit of cheese and walking out.
Because sometimes you're the one in it. You have to be like, you have to pretend you're interested and much as trying to slog you. Like, have you tried this? We're made with truffle. I'm like,
The best one is Rituals.
Oh, fuck, don't. Oh, no. No.
It was the best. I've never laughed so much in my whole life.
Right, disclaimer. Since I've had my seizure, my sense of smell is fucking gone. It's not even gone, it's there, but it's like, it would trick you.
Yes.
And you're like, ah.
Yeah.
So we went in once, one during the day, and I was like, oh, look, that's lovely. Oh, that's gorgeous.
Spraying this.
But I always, in my head, thought you thought it was lovely too. I think you were just like, all right, well, no problem.
What did I say to you? It was like,
and I had pensioner's knickers.
Thank you.
And I was like, oh, no, that's lovely. All right, Oh, no, it's €20. I'm not going to buy that. And I'm just going to get a bottle of spritz. 50 fucking mil spritz. Mm. So I was like, right, we'll decked about more. And then, where were we?
We'll come out, went over in the JD. Went up the street in the JD.
And farted about. And
yes.
That's lovely, that's it.
And then you says, we'll go back down and we'll get it.
Yes.
Went back down. You spread it again.
Was it not in our second trip round?
Sorry, it yes. was. Yes, so sorry.
We'd left and I was like, okay, I should have got that Rituals. I'm yes, raging. Yeah. Even going through Amsterdam, our reporter, I was like, oh, where's the Rituals? Will I get it? No, I can't. No, talk myself out of it. Got home, that was grand. Then we're like, oh no, we'll have to go to Amsterdam again. Why? Because I bought one little tea light holder, which is literally a beautiful Dutch house. And I was like, okay, I'd love two. I should have got two.
So, yes.
Sure, the flights were cheap. We just went back to buy a house.
It's overnight.
Overnight. Like, do you want to go for the night? All right, well, I'll get a new house. Fuck it. That was it.
We had an itinerary for the day.
Get one of them houses. Yes. After that, fuck no.
Straight down for the house.
Just get shopping. A house. Then yes. Fly home the next day.
Yes.
It was great. And of course, yes. Where's Rituals? What am I going to fucking have a nosy about? I spritz this fucking stuff. What did I say? I was like, the fuck's that?
You spritzed it, right? And looked at me and went, what the fuck's that? And I went, I was actually screaming in the shop, the tears tripping me. What have I just spread?
What the fuck?
And you tried to walk away and you went, it's over me, it's over me.
It's fucking everywhere. I was
the
like,
smell.
I must have fucking, you would think I'd been off my fucking tits or something.
I don't know what you were smelling, but it wasn't. Oh my God.
It was pensioner. Like,
yes.
Nana's old pissed out pants. Like, yeah. Right, the curves, come and get their knickers changed. Awful. Fucking dirt and filth and rot. Oh, thank God I never bought that because I'd be fucking laying in this room.
Yes.
And I'd be trying to give it to people. Going, what about this?
Would you like that?
Did you ever see? Was it you that gave me it? All the wee perfumes that are like wee tiny handbags?
No.
And a bit from Benidorm, a shop from Mercadona?
No.
Well, I fucking loads in that drawer and I swear to God they're like fucking piss wrapped.
Did you buy them?
No. I think you. Or.
Wasn't me.
Maybe it was Auntie Jack. Give me them. It's like, deal, these will be lovely for you. And I was like, ah, great.
Oh, did you buy them?
Absolute dirt and filth. What do you hear? Live reactions. I'm going to fucking listen to me hoping through an absolute shite. Here I find the bastards.
Looking for a handbag?
It's like a little tiny metal handbag full of perfume that smells of fucking dirt.
Definitely wasn't me,
there's one there. No.
Oh.
Did you give me them?
No.
Well, by fuck.
No.
Guys, if you'd like to win, they're called.
What's it called?
Fleur de Mayo. Flower Bomb. Flower Boom.
Flower Boom.
Is that
not Bomb. Flower Boom.
Is that Flower Boom? I was like, yes. Cheap. Tat. It's out of the Mercadon Center supermarket, but it's, I don't know.
Put it in the back of my hand.
Oh, God. Now we see. Live fucking action screaming. Your face.
What is that? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let me smell your hand.
That smells like, no, do you ever go on holiday? And you'll see like an older Spanish woman. It's, you know, like, scoots by you. That's the smell.
The wind that's left.
Yes.
Like, just scoots by you with her shopping cart.
No, do you know night when her husband's out walking?
Yes. They're
and they fly
o'clock.
By you.
And like, stop wiping that my fucking costume, you cunt. I'm a fucking treasure. It's just to say the white Spanish pensioner in one of my favourite dresses.
Smell that.
Abuela de la noche. In Spanish, that means grandma of the night.
Grandma of the night.
Hola, me llamo abuela de la noche. My name is Grandma.
But that would be, do you their holiday? No, their holiday perfume?
That's my going away. But that's why it's out of the Spanish supermarket, Mercadona.
Oh, Lord, in high heavens.
Done it. I remember.
It fucking stinks to high heavens.
It definitely was my auntie that's like, here, take them with you, you'd love them. I was like, oh. And obviously, sense of smell when I'm in other
there you
places.
Go.
I was like, oh, that's lovely. Yes,
did you love that? I bet you did.
She had a couple of them, so I said, like, get them in my case. I was like, well, it came in the way, lad. Got home. And by fuck, it's like fucking the night of 1,000 pensioners. Like in Spain, for people that are not too sure.
I keep smelling it like that going.
Isn't it?
Oh.
A lot of the Spanish holiday resorts, like the likes of Mallorca, Alicante, Benidorm, Torremolinas and stuff. The Spanish pensioners, they have a holiday once a year and they're all sent by the Spanish. The Spanish government sends their pensioners on fucking holidays.
That's right.
And of course, here in this country, pensioners aren't getting their winter fucking field allowance over here. So what's that? You just die in the cold.
Yes.
I would go to fucking Spain. But the Spanish pensioners get sent on holiday and that's the smell of them all passing. Like a whole group of them all going like ban the lottery tickets
the
night. It's not, see, look at that, you've done. Look what you've done. You've fucking unleashed the Kraken in this room.
When they're walking along the seafront.
And the breeze, is it like breeze?
And it breezes in
there. I can smell Nana.
You're like, oh.
That is definitely.
That's it.
I want you to wear that when you're going out at the weekend here.
No.
Well, we all, like, what's that? I can smell pensioners. I'm like, oh, they're all here now. Oh, here. Saying, you think.
That would, here. You wouldn't get a man with that, but actually repulse a man.
You smell it again. I'm not, come on.
Do you know what that's for?
Ooh.
Ooh. A woman that's been married a lot of years.
You're like, I don't...
But the husband would never leave.
The menopause kicked in that much. No one works downstairs anymore. It doesn't even fucking...
Has to have
Doesn't even wet itself up anymore. You have to like spray it with stuff. Just get it going. That's a fucking...
Like, stop you've heard of something like,
what's who call is it an alcohol somebody calls leg opener
gin
or perno it's somebody called oh leg opener I can't remember who got and I laugh my fucking head off I just,
I've never heard of perno opener leg opener gin would be one like
leg opener that's a gag to say like, what are you on the night leg opener
I'm like, I think any alcohol's a leg opener
or anything at all you fucking wipe that I'm like why do
now
not,
it's on this
I know but why do you not wipe it on the cost of this denim fucking two piece it looks like a lovely Auntie Marie's dress it's just got on ice
oh why
you actually clocked no. that before we were on recording like is that Marie's dress I'm like no it's not
Auntie Marie's
shout out to Auntie Marie yes. from
hello Auntie Marie
you're a lovely legend speaking of Auntie Marie we're going to take a break for one or two or three and we'll be back in just a second with more Seattle season.
Hi, I'm actor and writer Rose Coogan, and my debut play, Rose Plus Bud, is at the Lyric Theatre Belfast this September. Rose Plus Bud is a story about my first year leaving home for uni in Derry and finding myself as a young trans woman. If you want to see a story about forgiving who you were and accepting who you want to be, Rose Plus Bud is for you. If you're interested in hearing about the authentic lived experiences of a young Northern Irish trans person, then this is the play for you. It's also funny, because, you know... We have to be. Rose Plus Bud, 25th to the 29th of September at Lyric Theatre Belfast. Tickets via lyrictheatre.co.uk.
Ow!
And that was the impersonation of the theme song. Welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast with me, Roxy Tumbledryer, and my absolutely fantastic madre, my mother.
Hello.
Are you alright?
Alright, lad.
Right, babes, how are we doing? Yes, before we end on the break, we were, of course, doing our sense of smell test by smelling old pensioners' wafts.
Hold on a second. See, from I smelled the handbag, my nose has been running. So, if you hear me sniffing, I am not on the gear.
No, no. We're actually recording this handbag. In the middle of an afternoon. And then we're having food later, so there's no gear. Sorry, not today.
No gear on the go.
I can't anymore with my epilepsy. Kill me, dead. It's all.
Well, there you go.
Back in the day when I was 17, when I was 7 years of age, taking the gear. Then you waking us up. I see. Since the last podcast, people keep coming to me going, "I still have the story of using you knew your sister being woken up at like 11:30 at night to go for McDonald's."
And oh,
like,
why?
Best childhood.
Yes.
And they're like, oh my God, did you realise?
It was always a Sunday when I was hungover.
It was, yes.
Very hungover.
And I don't think we realised we were young that you were hungover. It's like, mommy's awful tired. Aye. Doing earning school uniforms, like.
Go on, like ass. Fuck my life.
Fuck a shit. And then we were woken up, like, right, do you want to go for McDonald's? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's sitting out fucking sometimes at night and going, oh, I'd love McDonald's at fucking.
No, like,
half
I wish somebody
night.
Would just wrap my door with that.
Yeah, or just somebody, some listener from the podcast, like, hello, would you be interested in going to McDonald's? Pick you up. Like, there's one beside my house.
I'm in my jammies, let's go.
The one beside my house closed at 12, but I'm always wanting it near 1. And the only one is with the one in City Centre, you know, Donegal Place, Junkie Central.
Oh, is it open all night?
I think so. Because the one people go there after clubs and all, she always see fucking people wipe this gone. But I'm like, by the time it gets to me here, way up fucking towards Fort William, it'd be Baltic freezing.
Oh, it'd be freezing. Congealed and dirty.
I order some, and the column and the chips are fucking cold.
Yeah.
You'd think the delivery driver's been fucking sucking each one, but it's cold. Hello, sir. I'm like, no, you've been out there. What's the code? Fuck your code. They're freezing. Baltic. The burger fucking looks like it's been prepared with somebody's dick slid through it and like mustard. Like, fuck me. I got one the other day and I missed everything out of it. There was no straw, no napkins, no dips.
Serious?
It's like, here's some dry chicken. I'm like,
Are you go.
Right.
A dry bit of McDonald's.
And it wasn't, you know, like, I'll have sauces at home. No.
Nah.
Just didn't do it. It was like, that's stinking. Fucking depressing. And I got a chicken nugget to try there. I think they're rotten.
Right, you've went off on a whole.
No, I do, but why does everybody go mad about McDonald's chicken nuggets?
Do you know, I don't know.
I don't understand why they're that great.
I'm not keen on them.
Pure dirt.
Yeah.
But yeah, sorry, we're going off on a tangent there. We were meant to say we are running a fabulous competition to win yourself two beautiful handbag shaped bottles of Abuela Dina Noche, we call it Grandma's Spanish perfume. You may
it's
like
called,
it.
What's it called? Flower Boom?
Flower Boom. Get yourself a lovely vial of Flower Boom all the way from Benidorm. You know the radio station in Benidorm?
Yes.
I love it during the day. I was like, chick, why don't you grab yourself a fantastic lunch from the Yorkshire Pride? We've got steaks, gammon, baked potatoes, full English breakfast served from morning until night. Like, I love it. It's just...
The owner, it's like, and Dave would like to welcome you.
Tad.
Todd or Dave, I don't know who it is.
I fucking know it all. Like, Todd from the Yorkshire Pride. He looks like Phil Mitchell.
Does it?
Oh, he's fucking pork red. Like, they're like, Todd. Like, the stress of running four Yorkshire Prides in Benidorm. Four? Three?
I bet some of them are shut.
Oh, are they? I thought you said some of them are shit. That's what you were going to say.
No, sure. Shit. After COVID, a lot didn't open up because they couldn't get staff.
What I love is they bring you out. Somebody, you know, usually they put pictures up online and you see the Benidorm Seriously. There's a group on Facebook. If you haven't get into it, it's called Benidorm Seriously. And it's just people going, where's the Benidorm dinner?
Yes.
It's a gag. But you always see Yorkshire Pride people come out and they're, I don't got my dinner. And it's on a serving platter, and these big massive platters.
Oh, yes.
It's gammon, pineapple, chips. Like, I don't, four people.
Same
when
I
dinner.
Was earning. That's what we got targe on.
A big platter?
Yes.
Massive.
Jack and Ernie got ribs, I think. Ernie got ribs. She got something else.
She get a rib.
Sure. I got lasagna. And it was on the big platters, the big silver platters.
The big massive platters. I'm like,
I've been reading. Like, Jesus.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I have two bits and go, I'm full.
Oh, you have a. Yeah.
I'm like,
You need to get a starter for your dinner.
I know, we're blizzard. All I want is like a couple of wee small plates. It'll do me in a drink. Yeah. I'm like, that's enough. Mm-hmm. Fuck that. But,
competition.
Another one.
You're away again.
If you want to win these lovely handbags of perfumery, all you simply have to do is answer this question:
what is my name and my best friend's name?
Yes. Simply write it into the comments if you're list on my Facebook or Instagram profiles whenever I post about the episode. Just write underneath the comments. If you get the correct answer, you will win yourself a bottle of Flower Boom.
Flower Boom.
Or as we called it, a Welladine in a nutshell. You're fucking tortured and text today.
I know.
Excuse me, miss.
Lady of the night.
What are you wearing? I'm like, who is this? Like, who the fuck is this?
What are you wearing? Flower Boom.
We were actually testing some of the perfumes I have in this bedroom. It smells like a fog. It smells like boots in here.
Don't even. And
like literally.
From he sprayed that, my nose has just went.
Ruined.
Yeah. It's tripping and tripping.
There's another one. Look, it's Nudes. Hello.
Oh my God.
Do you like this, dude?
Look at that.
It's like, do you like this? What is it? It's a sausage poking out of my jeans. And like, right. Thank you. So yes, you're winning of the Flower Boom. Let us know in the comments and we'll get that out to you to fuck.
See, serious? See, if people were to send me photos, I'd rather they sent me pictures of food. No, like,
really?
Look at that. Oh God, that looks delicious.
Look, nice. Look at that. Six small plates from Six by Nico.
It's Tesco's about my shopping tomorrow.
Oh, what the fuck are
there you go. It's like, food.
We're replacing the minced beef with insoles. And like, okay. I laugh at that. People like,
we've sent you a substitute.
A substitute? And you're like, right, that's nothing to do with
it. Instead,
no,
like, you want chicken or something that goes, we have no chicken, we're sending you a substitute. They send you a fucking tin of soup.
Yes!
Why?
Like, that is no.
Send me another bit of meat!
I want to know who the Packers are. Like,
so do I.
Well, there's no chicken, so I'll just send these insoles. For shoes,
yeah.
For brogues. Like,
yes.
Didn't I? You could probably fucking throw them into the slow cooker with a bit of garlic and stuff, and they turn out quite nice. Like, what are you having? Insoles with mashed potato.
Because I like, do you know the mango that's made up and all in the wee pack?
Oh, all sliced and prepared for you? Sliced and diced?
It, I'm not, this isn't even a word of a lie. I had two of those, Ness was Asda. I had two of those, right?
Is this a substitution?
There was the substitution.
What did they do? Send you chicken?
No. Frozen chips.
What?
Frozen chips. Joe Leg, there's your fruit for you.
I would like
frozen chips.
I would like two packs of mango. Right.
Frozen chips.
Here's a pack of I think the job is like, right, if we don't have social, what am I going to send for all
that? Yeah,
like,
I think a lot of them people just like, lose the will to live.
Like, fuck it. I'm going to.
Joe Leg, fuck them.
Somebody's asking for like espresso coffee. What am I going to send around? There's a bag of flour.
Aye.
What?
Like, a bottle of water.
A bottle of water and a bag of flour.
Aye. Like,
thank you.
Thank
that's
you. Yeah.
Great. So I had to, you're always like, order online, do your shopping online.
I like, no. Next, very rare, you get a substitution.
I can't put trust in substitutions because I'm a fucking freak of nature. I need there to be go. There in person. Plus, I also like to go around and go, oh, here, you know, like impulse band bastard. Like, wonder.
No.
Bought a fucking boba making kit from an ace, £8.
I haven't.
She drank two bits of it. I was like, okay.
Lovely.
Didn't give a shit. I'm like, I bought you that.
I haven't been for a shop, a full shop in a supermarket from before COVID. I can't see the people that gets in your way.
Oh, don't.
And they're standing talking. There's no need for them.
I haven't seen you in ages. What about the child? She's dead. Fucking move.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
And they stand right in the middle.
As I say, I still use like dithering around fools. Like dithering, like,
yeah.
Like, you're too busy looking through the fucking. no one actually gets me. It's the fucking reduced bit, and they're all swarming like fucking dirt. And it's like, it's only been reduced by 20 bastard p.
Yeah.
Why are you fighting over 20p? And they're all like out watching the poor
and
girl.
And it has to be used that day.
Right. And they're all like over the top of the poor girl and just trying to fucking... Yes. She's going to get trampled by fucking stampedes of twats.
It's all stinking anyway.
I walk past, I give them dirty looks on, I go, But yeah, there you go, it's our fucking tangent. I love a good tangent. Just oh, I know.
You always go on tangent.
I know, I'd be talking to you about stuff and they go, where? What about fucking...
What are you here?
Or we'd be on the phone. Don't this... The thing I was telling Miss Trudy Scrumptious about this, like, ah, sure, listening to my mate last night on the phone. I was like, what are you doing? You're like, just eating a bit of chocolate. I'm like, I've been listening to EastEnders on in the background as you had chocolate. I was like, right, well, I'm away. And you're like, right, cheerio. I was like...
Or as me and Evan go, she goes, you listen to me? And I says, yes. And she goes, what? Right, I'm going, here's my eye. So am I, because you're born the fuck out of me now.
You're born.
Bye bye.
Oh, football she went, boy, she's an arse. She's an arse. And she'll probably not hear this episode at all.
She probably will.
She probably will actually listen to this, because she's a fucking shite. Well, here, I put out on the bamboo telephone, as my granddad used to say. Do you remember that?
The bamboo telephone.
My granddad always used to tell us as kids, like, obviously something about, you know, like, oh, your man there, you're staying here this weekend, like, how do you know that? Well, I heard on the bamboo telephone. Like, what is that? But always just, that was just an old saying. My granddad had so many fucking sayings. All of my grandparents have sayings there.
Yeah,
so many. But literally I put out some questions anyway too. And I've got a few coughing in, and oh yeah, she's dead. Oh no. Got some questions, and we're just literally, whatever it's your advice, or what you thought, you're just answering the questions, whatever you think, whether you want to give advice, Lord, or tell people to fuck off, or whatever you think.
I couldn't give people advice.
Well, it's not even advice. It's people from the last podcast have said they just enjoy your sayings and your outlook on life. Just tell them, go fuck yourself, or say, cunts, fuck off. Things like that.
Go and take a good fuck to your own self.
Go and take a good fuck to yourself.
Or go and fuck yourself with a thorny stick.
Exactly. The episode with Pure Bent, we actually were sitting here and I'd said something about a sandwich. He goes, you can't beat a sandwich. I meant, what? He goes, you can't beat a sandwich. Toasted especially. And I was like, get that in a t-shirt. You can't beat a toasted sandwich.
Can't beat a toasted sandwich.
So many sayings. But the first one is, if I love some of them. If you were a shoe, would you be a left or a right foot? That comes in for me and me.
Well, that would be my good... Well, no. I would have to go my left, because that would be my good leg and my good foot.
Your good leg. And
or my right foot would be my fat foot. I'm a bad leg.
Your stroke leg?
Yeah, stroke leg.
Mama's got a TIA. Little TIA.
Mama's got a full stroke, not a TIA.
The whole fucking thing. But I remember that night going to the hospital. Don't even. I was like, what's happening here?
That day.
And then sure, wasn't a little bit longer. There was me and my fucking epilepsy on. Like, hey, Mum. I'm all fucking laid up. What's going on here? Don't know.
There's me thinking.
Best myself.
There's me thinking that I had, what do you call that? A migraine.
I know.
And I took a stroke.
And it was a stroke.
Yes.
I was like, yes, I'll take you up to the hospital.
12 days I was in.
I know, I remember. They were like, so get into the actual casualty part, and they were like, yeah, it's a TIA. I was like, then obviously, you know, me, I'm fucking wild, researched everything.
You researched
I could have fucking told the doctor what to do in the next surgery. I'm like, nah, transient ischemic stroke.
I was always told a TIA, and here's me, that's a wee one. But then, I found out from my doctor, I says to you, I had a letter sent. Remember?
Yes.
And I rung him up. I mean, it wasn't a fucking TIA. It was a big fucking full one.
Once everything had come through and they'd done all their examinations.
It was a full one.
Fucking mad. But it's one of these things, you don't know the day. Sometimes you don't fucking know. The girls were all...
I was reading my book.
Read the book. It was a fucking book. Give it a stroke. Shade.
Shade.
50 Shades of Grey. A penis.
50 Shades of Shade.
Exactly. Fuck. Did you ever read that now?
No.
Did you not?
Oh, did. Did I read the first one and I thought it was shit.
Did you?
I didn't watch a film because...
Shade. Some girl getting tied up and bucked. Fuck off.
It's like,
fucking tie me up and get your back broke.
Oh no.
Fucking touch me, cunt. I'm like,
But it was like, nah, not for me.
I know everybody's all going, oh my god. But do you ever read like an erotic novel? No. I know people are like, oh
yes.
I know, like, older, not older women.
Years ago, Jackie Collins used to write them.
Did she?
Aye.
Jackie
and it was
Collins.
Always a fucking stud stable, no, with the horses.
That's what I think of my
head. Right?
No, the hair all blown through in the hurry chest.
And the fucking, the stud. Your man running the stable and the owner and all this. Ah, fuck away off in the night. You fucking take your horse with you.
She was like the old milkmaid.
Milkmaid.
Or something like, oh, look at her milking them teats. She could work my dick like that, no problem.
Oh, it's fucking
imagine
shit.
Imagine I wrote a romantic novel. Like,
oh my god.
Get a jiggle at your daddy's love. He glanced at her across the room and thought, here, I'd fuck that there.
It's the same as, see when that 50 Shades of Shade come out, everybody thought, Jamie Dornan. Oh,
Yeah.
You want to buckle me a bag of dicks?
I'm one of these ones. No, if everybody's going for it, I'm like, no. No. I don't see the appeal. Like, neither oh, we're do all, I. We're all in love with this at the minute. I'm like,
neither do I.
No, I don't sheep. I don't run out of my look at him, my lover. No. Jamie Dornan, he was in that one. Remember, he was in Old, Everybody Loved the Fall or something. He was an old killer or a fucking. I'm like, even that. I'm like,
again, I didn't even watch that.
No, I couldn't.
I watched the first episode, bored me to fucking tears.
I'm like, no, you like your fucking subtitled Chinese operas.
Yeah.
Did you mean to go to say for my birthday?
Or Turkish operas.
You love a subtitle, don't you?
Oh, fuck, I could live my life in subtitles.
Fuck, I can't read. I'm like, I can't read that fucking shit.
I would love to live my life in foreign language, but as long as there were subtitles on it.
Aye, so if you'd be like, yeah. Oh, listen's talking to me, like, about that, he went with it.
I don't watch ordinary TV.
I know, I was
clean. Foreign.
The amount of times I went up to visit this bitch and she went like, what are you doing? You're interrupting my Chinese show. Or rang you. I was like,
at the minute, it's, do you know, like, Seoul, Korea?
Oh, Korean now?
Korean, yeah.
Oh, you're all K-pop.
It has, it's all Korean,
is
right?
Is it not Chinese now? Or do you watch Chinese one as well?
I've watched Chinese as well. Then it was on to Turkish, and then it was French.
Oh, you love a bit of fucking all sorts.
Oh, and then a lot of Jewish stuff, which was
Yiddish,
and it's all in the subtitles. Yeah,
oh god,
loved it. Yep, loved it.
Fucking, what did I watch? There was something I was watching, but you could tell it was dubbed. I was like, I can't.
No,
because
see, in Netflix,
yeah,
and it's their own language they make it in, right?
Yeah,
but then they dub it over with an English.
That puts me off.
Hey, yo. And it's like, no, don't say
that.
I can't.
It was Squid Games they did that with, and for ages I was like. Well,
no,
mouth's not matching up because I'm wild looking at
my. No, you see, you take it, you hit the three, the three lines, and or else, no, sorry, you put it on the pause and it comes up at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Like, what is it? Like Korean with English subtitles. That's how you do it.
Oh, and then you listen to them talking in Korean, but then it comes up in English, you just read.
Yeah.
There you go. If you want to live your life in subs, there you go.
I tried it.
If you want to be a sub, there you are. You've sorted.
There you go.
So anyway, back to the questions. Fuck's sake.
I know. Off again.
This is just one of these things. I love it. We had another question coming in saying, what would your drag name be? There is one of those games you do. It's the street that you were born or you first lived on and your first pet's name. Something like that is how you get your first drag name. So, by those basically, what was your first pet called?
For fucking first pet? To me then, it was Trixie.
Trixie, that was a wee doggy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's right. And then the street.
Wait a minute.
Slag.
Wait a minute. Talkmona. I can't remember the street.
Trixie Talkmona. Trixie Cockmona.
Trixie Cockmona. Yeah. Where my drag name would be Frosty Hole.
What?
Frosty Hole.
Frosty Hole. Please welcome Frosty Hole. Da, 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 da. The morning theme song.
No.
Welcome to your podcast. Fuck. You do that all the beat. I'm changing the theme song to this show soon. I'm looking for new ones. Fuck's sake. If you can make music, send it my way. So your drag name would be Trixie Talkmona. I like that.
No,
or
I Frosty Hole. Frosty Hole.
Frosty Hole. There you are then.
Bet you somebody takes that name. What do you want to buy?
Frosty Hole.
See if they do. They need to pay me big money.
Anybody listen to this and you're going to change your drag name?
Aye.
There's a couple of drag queens that start off and you do change your name over the course. Like I just stuck with Roxy Tumbledore.
Or
I was meant to be Roxy Diamond was the very first.
What?
Yeah, that's what I had. I was thinking Roxy Diamond, but then there's a queen in the Netherlands called Roxy Diamond. Because when we went over to do that music video, we lost years ago. It's like, I'm Roxy Diamond. It's like, thank
hello.
Fuck, I'm not all that.
You're like, I'm Roxy Diamond.
I'm Roxy Tumbledore. And they're like, what? The Tumbledore? I'm like, yeah, Tumbledore. I'm like, yes, my darling. But people always say, why? I'm like, you'll never forget it.
Oh, no.
They don't. And it's the first thing you type in the Facebook, ROX, and it's boom. And the first name that appears.
I tell you, see if anybody takes my name. You will be called out on fucking Facebook and TikTok. Will be called out.
Frosty Hole.
This is your warning. Frosty Hole.
Frosty Hole. You can have Trixie Talkmona if you want, if you're from up that way.
Aye.
If you're up from the Talkmona area. It's still up for grabs, but Frosty Hole.
Frosty Hole.
Got a freezing cold in it. I'm like, fucking start on you.
Or Dried Arse.
Dried Arse. Please welcome Dried Arse.
Yay!
It's like, what are these goth names getting out of? Like fucking indoor plumbing and all that.
Yeah, oh fuck.
Foxy, I thought my name was weird. There's another question is, if you were to start a rumour, what would it be? It would only be a rumour between me, you and fucking Rusty.
Rusty's going to Turkey for tits. Torky tits.
Rosie Andrews off the turkey to get brand new tits. She'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Tender at the top, but swinging them into the wind.
Turkey
like,
tits.
Ooh, do you like those? I'd have to rub cream on them. I'll moisturize them for you. We actually got a question from Rusty. Have you ever found any dirty magazines? Well, not in my bedroom as a child.
No, not in your bedroom. No, definitely not.
Have you found
when any? I worked in Nobby Tech? Yes.
What?
Yes.
Like where?
In the men's toilets.
Oh, so what?
Aye.
Leaving magazines in toilets?
They're fucking stinking.
They're fucking stinking.
Yeah, because I used to work on the bottom level where the woodwork used to be and all that, and electrical and all that.
So it was all like lads, yeah. Classic
but
way for
they also, listen, you walked in, the shit in the urinals too.
What?
They used to just squat over the urinal and shit in it. Used to be just like one big long urinal.
Ah, you still get there.
Shit in it, aye. Or just shake when the toilet and shit in the floor. Do you mind?
What's wrong with people?
Fucking animals.
I've actually, the picture's on my phone. If anybody wants to see it, you can certainly give me a message. But there was on one of my flights, the toilet lid was down. Somebody must have gotten top of the toilet lid because maybe one of the cabin crew had bollocked them and they shit on top of the toilet lid.
Like why? Who does that? You need to be a type of fucking kind of special to do that.
Or you need to be fucking weighed on because them toilets are made of fucking shaped plastic. You smash and hit the dirt and like fall out the door at us with your arse hanging out and like, can I help you? Hitting my lasagna here?
I know. Lasagna.
I tell you what, people think cabin crew is so glamorous, but when you're sitting at fucking 11 o'clock at night eating lasagna and garlic potatoes beside the toilet where a man shits the thin partition, you're like, I've definitely made it.
You have a glamorous life.
I know, people are thinking, oh wow.
Glamour post.
Yeah, but glamour post is you're looking through all my bits.
I am, like, just flicking along going,
like, what am I rhinestoning? What am I being sent home?
Flicking along going, shite, a lot of it, shite.
Fuck off. Tiffany Von Tussle asks, what's your opinions on BBC, both the channel and the dicks?
What?
What's your opinions on Big Black Cock?
Right.
The BBC channel?
BBC channel, shite. Big Black Cocks, couldn't tell you, shite. I'm just saying shite anyway, so.
Not interested.
Not for me.
If it's coming your way, well, if it's for you, it won't go by.
That doesn't apply to me for that one.
It'll go past like a Spanish pensioner's breeze. Like,
exactly.
Is that Black Deck? Yes, it is. Like, he's selling handbags.
It smells of flour.
You
boom.
Keep smelling the back of your hand here.
I know, do.
You
and
cannot see this, but just going, I can smell pensioner.
Flour boom.
Flour boom.
Flour boom.
The grandma abuela in a nutshell, call it. Like,
yes.
Old lady. Electro the Cunt asks, what's your favourite crisp?
Oh, my word. It would probably have to be... Let me see, Jesus. Salt and vinegar. McCoy's.
I knew that, because that's mine too. I love those.
I would have to be that, yeah.
I love the fact that you get two packets of them in your mouth, there's nothing left.
Oh, or salt and vinegar walkers. It takes the whole extra skin of your tongue.
You're like, burnt.
Oh,
wake up the next day, third degree burns in the mouth.
Yes,
I can't, all I have to have is porridge for the rest of the day.
Yes.
Like, I had two packets. Sometimes you get McCoy, this is literally my sad life, but you get McCoy's and you can tell they haven't been through the flavouring process enough because they're just they're already salted with a slight touch.
They're crap, aye.
And then you get ones that remove the whole mouth of you. You're like, but they're great.
They're lovely.
I know, you're awful warm, aren't
you? Yes, I am. Sweating now. Here.
All these questions. Sonny Darling, the mental bitch herself, asks...
Sorry, I'm sweating like a BBC.
You're back on. Sweating like the BBC. Sweating like the British Broadcast Corporation.
Exactly,
when one of their fucking
that's me.
Presenters gets caught on fucking charges. We don't say nothing.
Well, we can't say names.
Say no names. I'm not going to... if you're going to court, you'll be going on my behalf. Sorry, you'll be taking the rap for everything. Anyway, Sonny Darling asks, what's your takeaway order? If you were to go, fuck, I need something right now.
I know.
First of all, first, was it Indian, Chinese, chippy, fucking...
See,
an old sandwich from a funeral sandwich.
Oh,
funeral sandwich is a whole different level.
You can't take that away for fuck's sake.
Wow,
that's not a takeaway. You can't phone up for that.
You can't ring up. But I should be a business set up.
Oh my god, don't even.
Can I get?
They hit different. Like
they do, and like,
definitely hit different.
Whereas these sandwiches were prepared in a kitchen, but next door a body lay in state for a couple of days. And you're fucking brilliant.
Yeah,
brilliant. That's what gives it the flavour.
Oh, yep. Don't know what it is.
It's been near grief.
Yeah,
I say it all the time.
It definitely is.
It's been near grief.
Your taste buds must go mental in grief.
Like, oh, it's terrible. Kiss that sandwich. Like, my nerves are wrecked. Give me an egg and ham.
Yeah.
Tuna. Brilliant.
Jesus.
It's so good. Or like, what else would there be?
I would actually maul. I would maul one. I would have an egg and onion now.
Yep.
Tuna, I don't know. I would have a like a ham salad one.
Oh, well, do you ever get plays in ham just on its own with no butter?
And yeah.
Like, who does that?
I don't like
that. You need to be fucking thrown into the grave as well.
Yeah.
Whoever catered this? In you go.
Yes.
Uh-huh. But your favourite takeaway? Like, sorry, we're back to that.
I know.
Yeah, no, fucking, they're great. There should be a business, like, because you always get a deli that only serves up to about lunchtime or after, and that you could not be able to get a sandwich.
No.
But there should be something, you know, maybe you're like, I don't want a full dinner. I'd love a wee fucking, wee tray of sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody should fucking deliver a tray of sandwiches.
Sandwich with a soup. Oh.
There you are.
See, like a soup, see at night? Like a soup with a sandwich.
When you're not interested in
Jesus,
like,
Lord.
Not like a hot day and you can't be ordering a full dinner. Like, I'd love fucking to get funeral sandwiches and a bit of soup. That'd be great.
Oh.
And somebody delivers in the evening. You're like, I'm just sitting at 11 o'clock at night going, I'd love chicken tikka fucking sandwiches or something delivered. Yeah. Somebody listen, get that business on the go. I'll invest.
I was too busy involved in my Korean.
Oh, I thought you were going to go to the TikTok drama you were watching the other night as well. I rang you and you were like, there's stuff going down. Go away. I was like, okay, bye.
Well, you have to.
Fuck me off the phone. Yeah. I was like, what? Who is it? Do you know this person? I know fucking none of these cunts.
Oh, why you have to?
Some bit man in its bed with its kids crying in the background. Right. Yes, you fucked me off the phone, but you're too busy. So the other night you were like, what did you want? You wanted something ordered in, did you?
No, as I'm saying, I was like, I didn't want to make myself dinner. I didn't want the dinner.
Aye.
So I just had soup out of a tin.
Was that the soup
and
said
a dry bread.
As a substitution, like, I ordered chips, but I got soup instead.
Yeah.
Gag.
So my thing would be, oh my God, do you know, like, I take notions for... And I keep forgetting about it, but then I go, oh, here, I would love that. A lot of times when I'm hungover. Do you know a breast of chicken, chips, and the gravy out of the Chinese?
Oh, yes, crude oil gravy, black as your boot.
Oh, aye.
There's been so many people have said on this that the blacker the gravy, the better it is.
Oh, yes.
But like, the recipe book downstairs with Zhang's Chinese Kitchen.
But you'd never make it that black.
You can make it. It's basically gravy browning that makes it the blacker.
How long?
Whose
kitchen is it?
Zhang's Chinese
Kitchen. He's full of fucking shite. You couldn't make that in your fucking kitchen that black.
I'll show you the book downstairs.
He's full of fucking shite. I'm telling you now.
You fucking Zhang, you bastard. The last question is, Miss Trudy Scrumptious asked, what's your top tip? I don't know what way.
For? Like,
just, I don't know. It's just, what's your top tip in life?
Top tip.
My top tip is, fuck off, you bastard.
Bastards.
Yeah, get away, you fucking ears.
My top tip. Jesus Christ. My top tip would be, there's a lot, there's an awful lot.
I know.
Top tip would be, save money. Try and get a wee bit of money behind you, because you could walk into places and they'll look at you like a cunt.
Mm-hmm.
And think, she's no money, and you order the fucking dearest stuff and you go, fuck you, bastard.
Like, oh, this, you wouldn't be that.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Oh,
excuse me. No.
Yep.
I'll have fucking two more on top of it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I'm like, no, don't fuck about with my shit.
Yep.
Because even if we go to places, they don't look at us like fucking shit. We're like, I'll fucking take, they'll get a
I remember going in the town to shop, right? And going from my bus, and I went, here, maybe I should nip in there and have a wee drink. Went into this place, right? And the girl looked at me like, and I went, right, so sat down, and I'm like, she's like, would you like a drink? Give me a vodka, soda water, and lime. Where'd you lime?
Mm-hmm.
Give me the fucking menu. And here's
like, which vodka do you want? As if you'd pick,
the cheapest.
That one distilled to an arse.
Give me Belvedere, bitch.
Belvedere, darling.
Yes. I went, just give me Belvedere, whatever one. Whatever you put your hand on first.
While setting a wall of notes on the table, like, I'll just rest these here, you fucking bint.
Aye.
It's like, no, I think so. But yeah, why do, like, a business at what, 5 o'clock? It's hardly fucking there's one business.
Sorry, when I went in, do you know what she says to me? We might be fully booked. The place was fucking empty. There was two tables.
Mm, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure, there's a Spanish place that does tapas in this town that does that.
Ugh.
And they try to rush you out within 15 minutes to eat and get the fuck out. And I'm like, I am sorry, but... any other top tips? So have a bit of money behind you and fucking slay, bitch.
It's not even for that money. Just have it behind you so you can sit and go, I can fucking afford that.
I'm just like, oh, I'll save a wee bit. I'll do a wee bit.
Aye.
There was another question that came in. It was like...
No, the other tip is, always, always, always remember, never, ever eat yellow snow. Because somebody's always pissed in it. Always remember that.
Yes, always eat yellow snow. And if it's red snow, it's not a strawberry daiquiri.
No.
Some lady sat down
yes, definitely
in the
not.
Snow and we don't want that.
Never, never eat the yellow snow.
Don't do it. I'm a virgin.
You were waiting on something really good there, weren't you?
I really, really was. I'll turn around and go, right, here we go. This is going to be good advice that somebody will live by. There was one come in. She wants to be anonymous. She doesn't want, it's just your advice. It's on Instagram. It says, I've recently split up with my partner because he wasn't, every time we were going out, he wasn't going with me, or he wasn't spending any money on me. It was me doing all of the work. What's your advice on that? Or doing all of the spending and basically right. taking the man out and not right. doing anything?
If you decide to get back with him, he needs to step his pussy up.
No. Oh.
He needs to fucking take you out to places, go places with you. If he doesn't, get fucking rid of him again.
Out.
Rid of him.
Kick that
and I'll tell you this, see spending money on him, don't fucking do it. Because if he's going to cheat, whether you spend thousands or whatever, he will still fucking cheat, or he will still be a cunt, or he will still be whatever.
Yeah.
Just don't spend the money.
Your time.
No, don't pump the money into it.
If you're not getting pumped.
No, exactly. Right. If you're not getting pumped, right.
Yes.
No, but it's not even, it's weird because you meet somebody, right, and you think, oh, this, they're good for me.
Mm-hmm.
But they will not. They won't spend money. They won't take you anywhere. They won't do fuck all.
Mm-hmm.
What is your life going to be like? Sitting in the house.
Just sitting there going, this is great.
Watching fucking TV.
As you maybe watch Friends and
yeah.
different more family members all out and getting on with her a bit. And everything. Like, why am I not?
Life's too short.
Exactly.
Life is not. Your life is not meant to be in the house fucking sitting watching TV on a Saturday night.
Yeah. Like
only if it's your choice.
If it's your choice. Fuck, I love sitting and watching the TV
sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. So
watching your fucking series is in different languages.
Exactly.
But the thing is, literally, your life's too short to yeah. be sitting by yourself. Get away out no. there and enjoy yourself.
Listen,
fucking, if some con's bringing you down, get rid of them. That's how
always like, remember this. Even if you're single, what's for you will not go by you.
That's it. We're getting that on a t-shirt. I'm going to sell merch.
Yep.
Me and you like a back-to-back.
I am single now a year. And see, when I look back on things, I could actually punch the fucking face of my own self.
You realise the things you did, but you don't see it at the time.
Yeah.
You go,
I could actually punch the fucking face of myself.
Oh, I've been in situations too, and me and my mother are very open. We chat about everything. I always talk to my mum about how I feel and what I'm thinking. So, blah, 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 blah. Uh-huh. And she's like, fuck up, you dick. Usually that's how that's it. So yeah. I feel good. But
or else, like, stop fucking getting on.
Stop. Or your advice would say, fucking, you boil it down to what it is. Like, fucking, stay that cunt. Would you fucking waste tears over that bastard? Then I go, actually, no.
But see, for years, I don't know what it was. When I was married to your dad, right?
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
Condolences for fuck's sake.
Condolences, madam. Thanks for marrying him for a while. That's why I was here. That's all right. At least there's something out of it.
Again, I could punch my fucking self for that. But I always worried about what's people going to think of me. Am I good enough for this? Am I good enough for that? Blah, 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 blah. Then, as I went out, as me and him split up, I then had to go, right, it's only me. And I have to fucking look after these two.
It's me and my kids from now on.
It's my heart. Don't even.
No.
I remember standing at the top of stairs going, right, I'm not going to be this person that goes, oh my God. See, from now on, I'm going to fucking in, throwing punches. And I did.
Mm.
Anybody came to the door, they were getting fucking kicked down them steps.
I remember watching you fight outside my dad's house with his new wife. It's fantastic.
That was a good night.
Oh, it was a fucking gig. I remember
she
that.
Got fucking bounced off my car bonnet.
She did. She got her cunt knocked out. It was burning.
Yes.
I remember discussing
it. That was a lovely night.
I remember discussing it in counselling.
I take you good places, don't I?
You do. We were like, what's going on? He closed the blinds so we couldn't see what anything.
Yes.
It sounds like my man's kicking her. And then she came in all bloody. I was like, bitch.
Aye.
It was great. My mother knocked a bulligan for her kids.
She can flan down the driveway. Bad move, love. Bad move.
You're getting the inside here, folks, if you're listening to this, fuck's sake. We should be putting this behind a Patreon wall.
Then sent the fucking peelers round to the house, the cheeky cunt. It was her threatened me. She said she was going to kick my cunt in.
Mm.
And I went, give me 5 minutes and I'll be around.
Let me put on a clog. A flip-flop so I can fall out of
it. Oh, why, yes.
And you still beat her cunt in.
No, got my fucking, got my good trainers on.
Yes, there was a kicking trainer with them.
Oh,
aye. My fucking caterpillar boots. No.
No.
Get a fucking
good trainer.
Good trainer ready to fucking go.
Fucking right.
So you are to our lovely message on Instagram. I hope that.
Sorry, I'm a doff on a fucking tangent again.
Lovely message. Listen. Obviously, wanting to be very discreet cause in case anybody puts two and two together, whatever it is. But no, do not worry. You've got your advice. Get fucking arid if it's not happening.
Listen,
or if it's just you're being used, they're just taking advantage.
Exactly.
As they say, and there's.
I didn't want to say he's making a cunt out of you. I've just said it. Because he's not putting his hand into fucking paying for anything. Why should you be the one that's handing and handing and handing out?
Yeah, because after a while you will look back and go, why did I do that?
Oh, why did I do that?
And it's better to go now. You know what? Snip, gone, done.
I've been in that situation and gone, you will find, seriously, you will find now, you will probably have money.
Yeah. Look at the money I was just spending things on ASOS and AliExpress and Shein.
Yep.
Going to Shein, spend 40 quid on shite.
Yep.
It's one of my favourite things to do. Forget what the fuck's arrived at the door.
Yeah.
I'd sure about the things you were on holiday and I go up and collect my Shein parcel to see what there is, open it and describe it to me down the phone. I'm like, what? It's like, it's a spatula.
See, listen, Shein, you can buy on ClearPay.
Oh, it's brilliant.
You ClearPay that bad boy?
ClearPay, Klarna.
Yeah.
Oh, if you haven't got them, get on them. No, I'm not here to get you in the debt, folks.
Tell you yes, I love ClearPay and I love Klarna.
It's a direct debit, so you don't have to worry about it. You know, having to pay it on the date.
I see Adidas trainers and I need in my life.
Oh.
And we'll wear them once or twice. I have Adidas and it's still in boxes.
I know you do. You've fucking two rooms for the shoes.
Yes.
Imelda fucking Marcus.
All Adidas.
And Sambas and all sorts of fucking Bambas and everything. Yep. I'm like, right. I thought I was bad with fucking shoes, but no. Yeah. It's you. You're the worst.
But then I had to. Needed them in my life.
Needed
the Puma Easy Riders.
Oh, he's an easy rider.
Easy lover.
I love that.
Easy lover.
Even. I know what it is, but I mean, she's an easy rider.
Yeah.
He stuck his penis in my trainer. Like a lover.
Yeah.
See, now that's done. Stuck in my fucking head.
I know.
Well, anyway, there's your advice. Thank you, folks, for writing in or sending me messages in for some advice. If you want any more advice, send me some messages and we'll pass it on to Mum. And she'll be able to write to you. If you send a self-addressed envelope, she'll write back to you with quill and paper, like a haunted Victorian mansion here, like Jacob Rees-Mogg. Like, dear cunt.
Yes.
Fuck you.
No, they will write me this big long thing and all. I asked you for your advice, and then we'll write, fuck off, cunt.
Fuck off. Send it back to you. Fuck off, cunt. End of chapter. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, fuck off, bitch.
I'm so fucking lonely. That's it. That's all you have to do. Yep. Tell them to fuck off and look after number one.
Exactly.
You have to.
Have to.
Fuck's sake. Well, that brings us to the end of this week's Mother's episode. I call this Love, Life, and the Pursuit of Not Giving a Fuck. We got there in the end. At the start, we're like, the fuck are we doing?
What are we talking about here? Everything and fucking anything.
But sometimes that's the best. To everybody that's been sending loads of messages recently, obviously us saying they're enjoying the podcast, I really do appreciate it. And obviously thank you to the lovely people that come up to Mum with Pride to say, here, we're fucking love your podcast. I've had a lot of people asking, do you ever go out?
Listen, I'm going to have to come down to the bar one Saturday night.
You're going to have to come to my show on a Saturday night. Just for a fucking gag. She wants her moment. She wants her selfies outside against a photo wall and all. With special guest, Mum from the podcast.
No.
All advertised.
Listen, you don't want me there because I have tendencies when I get a drink to say, show me where you piss from. Show me where you piss from.
It does. She fucking does. So literally, if you clock her out and you see, make sure you go up and that's the first thing you say.
Show me where you piss from.
Show me where you piss from. Piss from, sir. So anything you can do.
It's me and Evan scream at each other.
And I do. I fucking love it. Nights out, voice notes and all. Like, show me where you piss from. Like, hope you're having a good night. Smashing.
Yeah. And then, here, we wrote Liam Gallagher and Kasabian is on and Sergio was talking, right? And Evan goes to me, what did he say? Here's me, he says, you're a junkie cunt. Did he?
Yes, he did. He's telling you the
fact. So we were screaming that at each other all day.
You're a junkie.
They sober like, oh, why?
That saying actually comes from my auntie. Said it to people. She's fucking a gag. The thing she comes out with, like, they're not but junkie cunts. I'm like, right.
She's worse than me.
She fucking is. No, we're not getting her on the fucking murder. Oh my God, the cancellations would be fucking handed out. That woman's mad.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, gag.
But yes, she will be able to catch Mother out. There we are. The amount of people have asked me. And
I'm going to have to do it.
She doesn't go out. She's watching fucking Chinese shows.
I'm watching Korean shows.
Korean Chinese
shows.
Not
even that.
Busy.
See, when they're doing it, right, they're always eating and I go, fuck me, I would love to eat that.
You want to go to Madame Pho?
Yeah.
Or as people got Madame Faux or Madame Poe and all these can't pronounce it.
Yeah.
Madame Faux. But I've been looking at, I'd like to go as well.
So would I.
Mum will get in the car and go now, fuck it.
So would I.
We're away to Fuh. Loads of places down Belfast I wanna fucking try out.
Do you?
I
want to try.
We're going to go.
Yeah, nothing's really sorted. No, like, boom.
I was actually talking to Trudy Scrumptious about going to St. George's Market. I haven't really been in years properly been. I'm like, there's a stall I'd seen sells Basque cheesecakes. You know, those cooked, burnt, fucking gorgeous.
Yes.
Oh, and I'm.
Is it the jiggly ones?
No, they're not jiggly. The Gwyn jiggly, but come out and they're all like sunken and like fully cooked.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Oh, I want one, but apparently there's a place there that doesn't, but I don't know if that's true or not.
I constantly. Now, this is me, right? Full of fucking shite. Go to myself. I'm going to get up tomorrow morning dead early and go to St. George. Get on to the bus, go to St. George's Market. Mm-hmm. No, on the Friday.
Aye.
I want to make a seafood boil.
Yeah, fuck aye.
Oh, God, I do. Oh. With the crab legs and all. The big snow crabs. Oh.
A big fucking
oh,
nippers.
Jesus, yes.
I know. Uh-huh. I keep seeing them. Everybody's been seeing them. Loads of people.
But then there's people making them and just doing the fucking crabs from over here. Shite.
Yeah.
Anybody could make that.
I know. You're just, I want
but there's a place in Belfast, and I can't remember what it's called. Begins with a K, is it? Carole or something? Carole boils or something?
Creole.
Creole boiled, that's
like
it.
Louisiana Creole.
That's it.
Baby.
Yes.
Oh, Creole boiled. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I seen him putting up the other night about the snow crabs and I went,
oh
why?
Sound like, are these made in a house somewhere? I'm like, I'm weird. It needs to be a kitchen. It needs to be fucking dipped and done in front of me. Like, get them crabs in the fuck. But I love watching on TikTok, they're making boils in big pots with fucking orange juice. And I'm like, what is this fucking magician's carry on?
I know, magician's potions. That's what it's like.
But I've always, many fucking people as well I've talked to in this, I want to try lobster. I'm always like, right.
Oh, lobster.
January,
delicious.
Grand Canaria, it's being done. It's fucking decided.
Lobster
we're banned.
Is fucking delicious.
Me and Rusty have said, we've walked past that lobster tank so many fucking times in the Yumbo Centre. We're going this fucking year and it's getting fucking devoured. But yeah, I'll hear it.
You will hear it.
I'd be raging. But apparently it's meant to be sweet and nice and lovely.
It's lovely.
I love prawns, so.
You'll like lobster.
I think I'll like lobster.
I love lobster.
I know. Well, we're going to leave you on that thought.
I love lobster.
Lobster. Again, thank you very much for listening to the Laundry Room Podcast. Mum, thanks for coming on again.
No bother.
You've
thank
been
you.
Literally, by popular demand, everybody wanting to know.
And remember, if you're out and you see, and someone is torturing you.
And they're all like, here, love.
Say them. Away and fuck your own self with a thorny stick. Thank you.
And that is how you fucking do it. Yes. Away and fuck yourself with a thorny stick, sir. That'll also be a brand new range of t-shirts. So I'm going to go on tonight and get these fucking sorted. I'm going to go down to a supplier and chain and get us some tops with all these fucking. I need to write them down. Thank you for listening, guys. You've been absolutely amazing as always. More episodes coming very soon. But in the meantime, we will love you and leave you and see you on the next one. Thanks very much. Bye bye.